don't do the work for your candidate. Candidates need to do their fair share of the effort to obtain a new role. That doesn't mean you don't help him or her by supplying a template for a CV, or that you don't send them any information you have on the client. Far from it. However, putting an almost finished CV in front of them following your 10-minute chat, or doing all the chasing when they fail to show up for a meeting or haven't taken your call, isn't good practice. Just for a moment or two, think back to a couple of times when your star candidate, or your only blinking candidate, failed to show up for their client interview. Perhaps remember one who stalled when the offer was made and ultimately didn't take the job. Or perhaps you had one who went missing completely at a crucial moment in the process. Now, I'm no mind reader, but I bet when you've thought out a couple of those examples, they were ones where you did more of the running and wanted the job for them more than they wanted the job for themselves. Work with candidates who are willing to work with you and do a lot of it for themselves.